الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سورة الفاتحة، the opening chapter of the Quran al-Kareem. The very word Fatiha meanings is Fatah, open. The opening chapter of the Quran al-Kareem. Although the revelation of this surah was not the first revelation, but as far as the system of the Quran al-Kareem is concerned, this is a first surah of the Quran al-Kareem. And this is a surah which we recite every rakat of every salah. This surah has special virtues, great virtues and benefits. This surah has many names. One of the name of this surah is Surah Fatiha, as we know. We also call Surah Alhamdu. Many people don't know Fatiha. They say no, Alhamdu Surah. Alhamdu, because it begins with Alhamdu. Hamd means praise. Alhamdu, all praise. This surah also named Umm al-Quran. Umm meaning in Arabic, mother. Umm al-Quran, the mother of the Quran. It also called Umm al-Kitab, the mother of the Kitab. It also called Quran Azim. We know that the Quran itself called Quran Kareem, Quran Azim, Quran Sharif. All the names we hear, we call it. This surah is so great that a little surah compared to the Quran Kareem, the whole as a whole, but there's so much knowledge, so much wisdom, and so much benefits, virtues, that the Surah Fatiha itself is named also Quran itself. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, by Allah in whose hand my life is. There is no surah similar to the Surah Fatiha anyway, no in the Torah, not in the Injil, not in the Zabur, not even the Quran Kareem itself. Nabi Kareem also mentioned Surah Fatiha is a shifa from all the sickness, cure from all the sickness. Therefore, this surah, one of the name of this surah is also Surah Shifa, Surah of the Shifa, Surah of the Cure. Many people with the yaqeen, they read Surah Fatiha 7 times and read and blow it in the water and drink. And personally, with the yaqeen, Allah Ta'ala makes it the means of shifa and the cure. Whenever we're reciting Quran al-Kareem, Surah Fatiha is a part of the Quran al-Kareem. But before we recite, before we reciting the ayat, any ayat of the Quran, any surah of the Quran, we recite A'udhu Billah. إذا القرآن الكريم الله تعالى gives command فإذا قرأت القرآن فاستعذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. When you begin reciting القرآن الكريم, first you must read أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Seek protection in Allah from Shaitan the rejected one, from Shaitan the wicked one. So whenever we recite القرآن الكريم, we recite first أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Thereafter we recite بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the namaz also, in the first rakat, when after we reading sana, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, and thereafter we start الحمد لله رب العالمين, Surah Fatiha. But beside the Quran al-Kareem, we reading any kitabs, any hadith kitab, any kitabs beside the Quran al-Kareem itself, anything else we're reading, So then you're not going to recite A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem. You're only going to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When we recite Quran al-Kareem, while we reciting Quran al-Kareem, if we spoke any worldly things in between, or we stopped it a while, or we started doing something else, now we continue, so read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem to continue. But after reciting A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitanir Rajeem, then you recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is not only for the Quran al-Kareem, but is for everything we do. In the days of Jahiliyyah, the people used to do anything, they used to take the name of the idols. Those who see, know the life of the disbelievers, we ourselves, we heard them, they're taking the name of different idols of days. So days bring the Jahiliyyah days back. So days of Jahiliyyah, they used to begin with the name of the idols. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before the revelation of the Quran al-Kareem, anything he do, he used to say, Bismik Rabbik, with your Rabb, with the name of your Rabb. So it means Allah Ta'ala's name, Bismik Allahumma. Although Allah's name also Bismillah, but different wordings. Bismik Allahumma, with your name Allah. Then when the existing Bismillah, like Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, when this revelation came down, then Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one way, is not saying after that Bismik Allahumma, it's Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. All the kitabs of the past which is revealed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, also begin with the name of Allah ta'ala. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim itself is a speciality of the Ummat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So not only for the Quran, anything we do, anything we done with the name of Allah is a barakat and blessing. But anything we do without taking the name of Allah ta'ala is incomplete, unblessed. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lots of emphasis that every important thing you begin with Bismillah. But if you don't begin that with Bismillah, then there is no blessing. Allah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized so much on the Allah Ta'ala's name, taking Allah's name, saying Bismillah, that when you're closing the door of the house, say Bismillah. When you're putting the lights off, say Bismillah. When you close the lid of the pot, say Bismillah. Now there is lots of bottles we use, so when you closing the lid, say Bismillah. Before we eating, say Bismillah. Before we drink, then before we make wudu, also Bismillah. When you sit in the car, any mode of transport you're using, Bismillah. When you get off the car, Bismillah. Anything, because that Allah Ta'ala's name comes with it, it becomes full of blessing, full of barakat. And everything of Iman, everything of Islam, everything, every teaching of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there is a wisdom behind. Why? Bismillah, 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 from the morning till the evening, whatever we do, Bismillah, Bismillah, Bismillah. Why so much emphasis on Bismillah? So keep us connected with our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always we think of Him, always taking His name, thinking of Him. And nowadays, so easy to understand, the business people, They always want to keep themselves connected with the world. One side you got a phone, then you got the cell phone, then you got WhatsApp, then you got Instagram, and then you got some new. Every time you hear some new things. There's so many ways. The person think, but how the person will manage to keep check all these things? One side you check the email, then you got the WhatsApp to check, then you got this to, and then you got phone, then you got Instagram, then you got what. We can't even remember the names. But the business people feel, no, never mind, how much time will go, but as long as I'm connected. More important than for the businessman to be connected is for us as a human being to be connected with Allah Ta'ala. Because how much benefit a businessman will acquire by keeping self-connected? There's no guarantee. Even if something comes, no guarantee for it that it will remain or go away. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's so much Allah ta'ala do for us, so much Prophet Allah bring to us. Without investment, businessman has to invest something to get something back. And lots of time we don't get anything back. Sometimes whatever you put is gone away. But here, we never invest anything in Allah, and Allah ta'ala give so much return that we can't even count. Free. So with that Allah, it's common sense to say, no, we have to be connected with Him all the time. And there is no choice we have. We're not doing Allah Ta'ala zikr, we're not taking Allah Ta'ala's names. Because now, we doing anything a favor to Allah. No. We have no choice. Whether we like it or not, whether Allah tells us or not, because is as a human being, as a person with a little understanding, that look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do when we eating. Different between our eating and the eating of the disbeliever. When a person, we as a Musliman, when the believer eats, every morsel he says the name of Allah, he takes the name of Allah ta'ala. He admits that Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, that this morsel, one morsel, we just think, or even for the sake of the slice of bread, it's not just that, okay, you go to shop and buy bread and that's it. How many thousands of creation of Allah Ta'ala work behind that slice of bread to come in our plate? And it's still going to work to get for us to get digest seed, begun from there. First thing, where does seed come from? Allah's Qudrat again. No one can create. People can, factories can make lots of stuff. But the original is from Allah Ta'ala. It can extend, can add, can subtract. So seed, and then Allah Ta'ala's sand, Allah Ta'ala's water, Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat, Allah Ta'ala makes it open, then the leaves, Allah Ta'ala makes it open, becomes a tree, Allah Ta'ala. Then sun, it needs right temperature, all Allah, clouds, rain, everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And behind the clouds, there are angels. Behind every drop of rain, there are angels. Sand, angels. So how many people, how many insan, how many angels works? Now, then the farmer, then it goes in the, after that factory, then it gets sorted out, then becomes, go another factory, becomes flour, then somewhere else it goes, makes a bread, people working, water, then oil, so many people work with that machine was made. So, hundreds of thousands of people worked, and then it came to us, and we think it just few ran, and we just know it never just happened like that. It's so many. So insan now, by we as a believer saying Allah Ta'ala's name, saying, oh Allah, you made it possible. How wealthy person can be, can't do everything. Person to repair the shoe, you have to go buy the shoe. Although the person got nothing, still you need somebody to do that for us. Somebody will, person say, no, I don't need anybody. I can make bread myself, I can oil myself, everything. No. Person then, what about the animals? What about a ghost person uses? So many creation of Allah Ta'ala. So by saying Bismillah, say, oh Allah, you made all this possible. I could not, even if I had to hire so many people, the wealthiest one become bankrupt overnight. But Allah Ta'ala made it, Allah Ta'ala make the system of the world run such a way we don't even feel anything about it. But as a loyal servant of Allah, we say, oh Allah, you made it possible. I'm driving, Allah Ta'ala, you made it possible. Anything for that matter is all because of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. Even the person's car, where the parts came from, which ground it was taken out from there, iron, steel, whatever, is all Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. So a person says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, is admitting that, oh Allah, you the greatest. Without you, I would not do anything. I can't do anything without you, and I will not be able to even live. I will not be able to do anything without you. So Allah Ta'ala will be so happy. And if we used to taking Allah Ta'ala's name all the time, then not much will take the name of something else. Not much other things of dunya will talk. Because Allah Ta'ala's name. Different forms it will be. Sometimes in the form of Subhanallah, sometimes in the form of Alhamdulillah. Different du'as will be in the different forms. But we'll be taking the Allah Ta'ala's names. And lots of time, if 1,000 times we take Allah Ta'ala's name, then at least one time our heart will also cooperate. We'll say Allah's name. And the more time Allah Ta'ala's name will be taken, tongue and the heart, then the love of Allah Ta'ala will come in our heart. And that was a goal of every believer. That love of Allah, love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, gets built in the heart the most. So, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the name of Allah Ta'ala, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Allah, the first one, Allah Ta'ala's name is Allah. Allah Ta'ala, 99 names we know, but the main one is Allah. When a child begins talking, and not even when he begins talk, before even that, while we training child to say something, train the child to say Allah, 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 as many times you can. So when the child must hear so much Allah, that when you first thing on the talk something, it will not talk anything but Allah. Say daddy, say granny, say nani, say daddy, say abba, say ammi. So everyone will try, no. Say my name. No. Everybody left one side. Nabi Sassam's teaching is Allah. So everyone must say one thing to the child, to the baby. Everyone will say Allah, Allah. So when the child start talking, the first thing we'll talk is Allah. So when the child began talking, Allah first, and when the person is leaving this world, also remind to say Allah. What is the ethic when the person leaving this world? Then one person reads Surah Yasin. Other person read Kalima. Continue. Don't tell a person, read. No. Just person read. So that person here, because is now between this world and that world, between about to go, Shaitan also will try his best that divert the person's attention completely from this dunya, from akhirat to this dunya, things of this world. So here, person continue hearing Allah's name. When the person is unconscious, lots of time people are in coma, people are unconscious. So after the operation, they're not gaining conscious. So somebody read all the time. If you can't read, let the ayats of the surah of the Quran Kareem, let the Quran Kareem play by them all the time. So whenever they gain consciousness, Allah Ta'ala's name, Allah Ta'ala's kalam, they're listening. So when the person, last moment of person's life, say Allah, one person read La ilaha illallah, carry on reading La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Person read once La ilaha illallah, now stop. Now don't carry on. Now even after 20 hours, even after 20 days, he passed away. Last word was La ilaha illallah, good mouth, good death. If the person starts talking dunya, now again La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Allah Ta'ala is so kind, so merciful. Bismillah, the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman, the most beneficent. The word Ar-Rahman is one of the great name of Allah. And this name is only for Allah, nobody else. You can't call people Rahman. A misunderstanding we have because of we used to that system. People have Abdul Rahman, they will call Rahman. And now they even make it worse, we call Rahman. No, you need to remind them always, Allah. Allah Ta'ala gave you such a good name, Abdul Rahman. Abdul Rahman, such a mercy that compasses the entire universe, every creation. And that's only Allah has that. Nobody else beside Allah. No creation have this quality, the meaning of Rahman. No person can have beside Allah Ta'ala. So no one will be named Rahman. No one will be called Rahman. It's Abdul Rahman, Fadl Rahman. But it's connected. Obviously, the second is Rahim, merciful. The word Rahim, person can be named Rahim, but you can't name Rahman. Rahman is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, the Abdul Rahman is one of the two best names. Allah Nabi Sasa mentioned, of all the names, the best name Allah loves the most for the boys is Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. The names Allah Ta'ala loves the most is Abdullah and Abdul Rahman. So this is a few things about Surah Bismillah Rahman itself before we actually start with Surah Fatiha. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding.
Two questions pertaining to the next topic. One is when someone is reciting the Quran and someone comes and makes salam. Do we ignore that salam and continue reciting the Quran, and if we stop and give jawab, and then we recite the Quran again, do we read awuzu again or continue from where we left?
There's two parts. One is for the person not to make salam when reading Quran. Salam has an adab. Everything in Islam got the ethics and adab. Ethic of salam is when you come in a masjid, one of the ethic is make salam. But if you see people reading namaz, don't make salam. If you see people making wuzu, don't make salam. If you see people reading Quran, don't make salam. If you see a person eating, don't make salam. The adabs, ethics. When you make salam, when you don't make salam, they are adabs. If somebody made salam, a person has a choice now that if you don't give reply, no problem. But there again, the ethic on the part of the listener that give jawab and read a'udhu billah and start reading again. Because to protect the save the person from misunderstanding, that person will say, see, shaitan also will play, shaitan will say, so this person gone too big now. He don't even give salam, my jawab is salam. But not realizing, he's not supposed to make salam. But to save him from that evil thought and misunderstanding, make sacrifice, give jawab, a'udhu billah, start again. So even the eating time also, wuzu, adab is that, that's why you sit the company of the pious people, read kitab as much you can, you learn, inshallah. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. لا معبود إلا الله، لا مقصود إلا الله، لا مسجود إلا الله، لا مشهود إلا الله، لا إله 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 إن الله لا إله إن الله لا إله إن الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا إله إن الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا خالق إلا الله، لا مالك إلا الله، لا رزاق إلا الله، لا قاضي الحاجات إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إن الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الإنس والجان، لا هادي إلا الله، لا إله 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 إلا الله، محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم. لا شافي إن الله ولا كافي إن الله ولا غفار الذنوب إن الله ولا ستار العيوب إن الله لا إله إلا الله إن 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 الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم هدى الله الله كهدى الله الله كنوس أبنى سينا بن جيتوں سے کہو کر جی جیتوں سے کہو کر جی مرے تو اس کا ہو کر مر ہر دم اللہ اللہ کر اللہ 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 الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم صبح بي الله شام بي الله صبح بي الله شام بي الله جلدي فردي هدى الله 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 اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اصلح لنا شأننا كله لا تكلنا إلى مصطرفة عين. اللهم أعنا على سكرات الموت. اللهم أعنا على غمرات الموت. اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفي الموت. اللهم اغننا بحلالك عن حرام اغننا فلك عن من سواك. اللهم نسأل خير هذه الليلة فتحها ونصرها نورها بكتها هدى ونعوذ بك من شر ما فيها وشر ما بعدها. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك وسخطك والنار. اللهم نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول آفتك وجعلنا نقودك من جميع سخطك. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجذاب وسيد أسقام. اللهم نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم نسألك العافية دوام العافية الشكر العافية. اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وسبحانك ورضا بالقضاء. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم باقية كباقية الوليد. اللهم باقية كباقية الوليد. اللهم باقية كباقية الوليد. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم احسن فروجنا ويسر لنا أمورنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم نسألك عيشة نقية ميتة صبية ما ردنا غير محصي ولا فاضح. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. اللهم اجعلنا مفتاحا للخير مغلاقا للشر. اللهم اجعلنا مفتاحا للخير مغلاقا للشر. اللهم كن لنا وليا واجعلنا وليا لك. اللهم كن لنا وليا واجعلنا وليا لك. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما أسألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان ولك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.